This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network. I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand.
Live off the record with Chivago Lang is sponsored by the Cleveland Clinic, Fidelity Bank of Bahamas, the Jeff Rogers Basketball Camp, RF Banking Trust, and Royal Star Assurance.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Chivago Lang, your host. Just so glad you're Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Thursday afternoon, the day before Friday, the Friday before Saturday, the Saturday before Father's Day. And I told y'all I had some for y'all. I had some for y'all special. Women and men, leading up to Father's Day. I did tell you all that, and I do. But let me tell you, if you want to give us a call today, you are able to do so. And I suspect you may do so on 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can text us on 422-4796 or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. We are, of course, live on Cable Bahamas, channel 969. That's the way my mother listens to the show. Or you can catch us on BTC Flow channel 612. BTC Flow channel 612. All righty. So I have a very special guest with me today. Decades ago, dynamic lady, and at the time she was even then extremely animated about light, conscientious, very particular in her appearance, beautiful lady. And she and I worked together. She did some work for me actually. She's gone on now to be an entrepreneur, investor, and the particular reason she's here, menopause coach, and the CEO of Shaddai Health. She has a love for public speaking. Her journey of interest in health and wellness began over 25 years ago, and her passion is to help people achieve their good health goals. And now, let me set this up for you all today. I'm a father. And if you're a father, one thing is absolutely certain about that. You have had an interaction with a woman. Now, that interaction could have been one night. It could have been a couple of weeks, a couple of months. It could have been many years, right? It could have been in the context of just a date, could have been in the context of an engagement. It could have been in dating over a period of time. It could have been in the context of engagement or a marriage over a long period of time. For some people, it could have been in the context of a marriage, then re-engagement, or it could have been in the context of a marriage, separation, divorce, and then even sometimes remarriage. Remarriage to the same person, several times sometimes, right? In any event, if you are a man, a father, you had an interaction with a woman. And for most of us, that interaction has led to an intimacy over periods of time, an attachment, an intense involvement, emotional connection that brought moments of great joy and sadness, all kinds of things. But sometimes in the context of that interaction, we don't understand what's going on in us and we don't understand what's going on in them. So my recent interaction with this lady led us to decide to have a very serious discussion today. I mean really serious. Relevant particularly to women, but let me say, just as for men who have an interest in, who are involved with women. So I am happy to have with me today, menopause coach, Patrice Lockhart. Welcome, ma'am.
Thank you so much. It is so good to be here. Thank you, Shivago.
No, I'm happy to have you here. Did I wrongly create the context of our discussion today?
Very well put. In fact, I think every man in this country need to be listening, because this is a good Father's Day gift for every male in the country.
Okay, now interestingly, Father's Day is coming up. You're a menopause coach. So we're talking about men. So the first three, the word is a men, but it really is an issue that affects directly, physically, psychologically, and all a woman, but certainly men get impacted in all those ways as well because of this. So talk to us about how you came to be, first of all, a menopause coach, and then we'll talk about what menopause is and some of the things that people need to know.
Okay. Hello, everybody. My journey began, well, many years ago, and it began when I wasn't sleeping. I had a season in my life where for about a year, I wasn't sleeping. And then this went into 6 weeks of having under 1 hour of sleep. And this 1 hour of sleep, here's what happened in my brain when I closed my eyes. You know those black and white TV in the day we used to see? And then, you know, when you turn it on, you see these fuzzy lines? Mm-hmm. That's what used to happen with me. When I shut my eye, and this happened, like I said, 1 year before, I was having trouble sleeping. But this period of 6 weeks came where when I shut my eye, and it was only for an hour and under an hour, when I a black and white TV, my brain was doing that. Then there would be like scenes from a movie. Then the black and white TV, fuzzy lines again, and then scenes. And this would happen for this 6 week period. And I was seeing doctors, I didn't understand what was going on. And the 6 week period then went into day, then night, then another day, then another night, another day, and another night with not. I was so wired. I didn't know what was going on with me. I was under a lot of stress during that time. At that time, one, I was in the corporate world. Also, in my home environment, I was dealing with issues. And it got so bad until a family member literally came and took me out of my home and 2 weeks to help me through that period. And I will always remember when I stopped sleeping, I remember she looked in my eyes. She was so concerned. And she worked at the Rand Hospital then in the lab area. She said to me, Patrice, do you understand what happens when you get to this place? She said, your organs are going to start shutting down. And when I say I was a wreck, I was a complete, complete wreck. Then that was one period, and it ended up, I ended up in Nassau. I came here to Nassau dealing with a lot of the same issues, the sleeplessness at this point. I even went into a period where I got hooked on sleeping pills because that was the only way I could sleep. I then began to have horrible heart palpitations, not knowing it was palpitations. Doctors did a lot of EKGs on me, but there were so many EKGs done on me. No one was able to help me. And when I began the sleep issues, I also was putting on weight. I couldn't explain that. I didn't understand what was going on. I had an incident where the doctors thought I actually had a heart attack. And one morning between 5 and 6, a doctor had to come to the house. And as the doctor was examining me, and listening to what happened, he made a statement. He said, obviously it wasn't your time, but I was really out of it, but he was talking to me. And then again, as he continued to examine me and he shook his head, he said, obviously it wasn't your time. And I looked at him and asked him, why did you say that? He said, look, your experience that you just described is what a person, what happens to a person who has just had a heart attack just before they die. I still was not diagnosed. The doctors, I went to a number of doctors. They told me a lot of different things. No one was able to help me. In the middle of one night, around 2 or 3, again, it was horrible. I called a friend around this about 2 or 3, and I'll never forget this call because I was afraid. I really was afraid and alone. And she said, so ever, Jeff, Patrice, I don't know why you don't accept the fact that you're perimenopause. When she said that to me, now I had just finished doing a lot of research and everything was saying that I was perimenopause, but I had this thing too young for menopause. I had worked in an environment with 2 women who were dealing with menopause. One, it was horrible. The other one, she was fine. And the one who was horrible, I used to watch her and I used to say, in the name of Jesus, that is not going to happen to me. She used to have these hot flashes. I mean, it was horrible for her. And so I guess when it came, it was my time. Mentally and emotionally, I was not prepared for menopause. But when a girlfriend said it to me that night in the middle of the morning hours, it finally hit home because everything was pointing that way, but I just didn't want to accept it. I then became my own rescue. I began to, because I was already in natural health, I began to pull out notes I had, and then I began to learn more about menopause. And the horrible things that doctors couldn't figure out why it was going on, and we having these e-check EKGs, my heart still comes out as normal. And one doctor looked at me and told me, he don't know, he said, it happens to his mommy too. Women, it happens to women. I began and I learned that potassium makes the heart rate normal again. And so I began a journey of having to try to fix myself because no one was able to help me and this stuff was happening. And in the middle of the night, when my heart rate would go crazy, and I'm talking about my heart rate would go so fast, then it would slow down like it's going to stop. Then sometimes it would have these long pauses in between a next beat. I became breathless. I became weak. It was very frightening. And when I learned about potassium, that potassium can regulate the heart, I decided, and Trivago, in the middle of the night, 2, 3, 4, 5, if this is happening, I would sit and I would eat 4, 5, and 6 bananas. And as sure as the sun rise and set, the crazy erratic heartbeat would become normal. I then began all of my symptoms. I had to go on this journey to find out how to help myself. And my thyroids, when it started to swell, I had to learn what to do, etc. And that's literally how I began the journey. And after beginning this journey, God has a way through life of you becoming a sudden. These women are drawn to me. I'm already in natural health. I had one doctor I went to, and I was hooked on sleeping pills. When I went to the doctor, he didn't want to give me any sleeping pills anymore. And so he said to me, he wanted to put me on antidepressants. And I was very upset because, crazy enough, the day before I just said to a friend of mine, you know, this is the happiest time in my life. I feel so free. I mean, I have so much peace. The only issue I'm having is this sleep thing. Trying to figure out what's going on. And I walked out of the doctor's office. I refused the antidepressant, but he said, I'm going to give you for another couple of nights. And I had to go on a fast to ask God to help me. As women kept coming to me, I kept, because I began to do research and studies. Then I went on to study to be a menopause coach, because what I found in my country was that, like me, 99% of our women enter menopause unprepared, unaware, and untooled to deal with the changes that will happen to them physically, mentally, and psychologically.
Well, let's look at the menopause education of both men and women in the Bahamas. Child, she getting through shit. Or
personal summer.
Or flashes. I don't know. My God, man. I can't. That's the education right there. That's the sum total. And you know, menopause means take a pause on men.
You understand. And right. Also, it's a time when men say the women going crazy.
Yeah. Now, let me just say, for people who have the notion that because it's men, pause means take a pause on men, that's not true.
No. Actually,
men don't come from the Greek word month, and pause means
change.
Monthly change. Stop. So it literally means the monthly stop of your period.
It's right. You got it. Yeah. That's exactly what is going on with menopause. Menopause is a natural transition in a woman's life. Literally, it's the opposite of puberty. When girls are going into puberty, their body is getting ready for reproduction. So she begins to have breasts. She begins to have grow pubic hair and hair. Her body shape begins to change, and her body prepares her for reproduction. Menopause is action of puberty. It is the body saying, okay, we're finished now with this stage. We're out of here. Estrogen is saying, okay, we're out of here. We've finished our job. You could live the rest of your life and you will no longer be able to reproduce.
This is reproductive retirement.
I like that word. Reproductive okay, that's the new politically correct term, reproductive retirement. And actually, menopause has three stages to it. Perimenopause, menopause itself, and postmenopause. Perimenopause is that 8 to 10 years before a woman actually stops bleeding. This is as females, we come onto this earth with eggs. I always say we come with a basket of eggs. During perimenopause, a woman is using the last of the eggs that she wear. And this normally average age for perimenopause is about 40 when women begin. Now, there are women who go into perimenopause earlier in their 30s, and this is for different reasons. Some women have what's called POI, premature ovarian insufficiency, and a lot of times this is not recognized. And simply it means that their ovaries aren't working properly, so it stopped producing eggs before it should. Some women, this happens because medical induced menopause, they have a hysterectomy, their ovaries are removed, etc. But normal perimenopause begins average age 40. And like I said, it's an 8 to 10 year period before they stop having before they go into menopause. And this is the time when women experience symptoms. And the symptoms really begin, she begins to notice them around 45. It really begins, when it begins around 40, women's period begins to change. And it actually, okay, if a woman is seeing a period at the beginning of the month, she'll notice, oh, it's at the middle of the month. Or sometimes it'll go to the end of the month. But it's still kind of regular. It's still regular, but that's when she has began that perimenopause phase. Now, during the perimenopause phase is when she goes into what's called menopause. And on the books now, there's so much happening with the education of menopause. But when it comes to menopause, there are about 35 to 45 symptoms. On the books, it's being said 35.
Hold on, because human beings, including women, already complicated enough. Like, let me play it again. I said, human beings, I didn't leave out the men. We're talking about women now.
Yeah.
Some of the complications, we got 35 symptoms. Listen to me, please. Let me come back. We're going to talk about the symptoms. Because, you know, basically we know one symptom.
Okay.
You know, hot flash.
Yes.
Or men know that child, that one irritable. What the? You know?
Wolf's twins.
Yeah. So that's for the break. Okay. I'm speaking with Patrice Lockhart, menopause coach, and we're talking about something that affects both men and women. That's to be sure, because we can get to that, how men are affected. When we come back from the break, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
Have you taken a look at those investment options yet?
Too busy. Look at today. Workout, breakfast, back-to-back meetings, dog from the groomer, nails, and that's all before 12. How come you're so chill?
That's because my money is as busy as you.
At RF, we find the best Bahamian and international investments to keep your money busy so you can spend more time focusing on you. Contact us at rfgroup.com to find out more. RF, money at work.
That's right, boys and girls. Get ready to play basketball at the 34th Annual Jeff Rogers Basketball Camp, July 4th through July 29th at the Kendall GL Isaacs Gym, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. daily. So parents, get your boys and girls ages 5 through 18 registered now. Applications available at the South Bahamas Conference of Seventh-day Adventists, Tonic Williams Darling Highway, and at the registration desk at Campsite Kendall GL Isaacs Gym. Special appearances by NBA players, legends, and coaches. So get your boys and girls registered now, ages 5 through 18, for the 34th Annual Jeff Rogers Basketball Camp, July 4th through July 29th.
A local paper in Grand Bahama is back every Tuesday as a section of the Nassau Guardian. Available at local stores, gas stations, pharmacies, Western Bakery, and Bellevue Gifts. Daily and, of course, on Tuesdays too. Want to reach your Grand Bahama audience? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-4578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama news in the Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
Babe, you mashed the car?
I
hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull out the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today, or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
As my personal ATM machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend trip to Miami, no problem. Just max out the credit card or top up my loan. I was a big baller until I realized that 75% of my salary was going to pay back all those loans. Fidelity's personal financial coaching was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan, Foundation Loan, that has a built-in savings that pays 5% interest. I now only have one low monthly payment, plus money in my pocket. Give Fidelity Bank a call at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any of Fidelity's locations or visit a website at fidelitygroup.com.
Whatever weather, cold or warm, then you know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you
back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. I trust again that you are doing well. If you want to give us a call, numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can text us at 422-4796 or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. I'm here with Patrice Lockhart, menopause coach. Yes, you heard me, menopause coach. And we're talking about menopause because we're going to talk about some of the symptoms, but Patrice, maybe you can answer this real quick. Is that in being ignorant of or not responsive to the challenges that a woman is experiencing during these phases of menopause, that both the woman and the man could impact their relationship with each other in severe ways by not understanding the deeper thing that's going on? Is that true?
Very, very possible. In fact, that happens every day. I get calls. I get women have conversations with me. Men have conversations with me. I had one lady call me one time from, a lady called me and she was explaining, she didn't understand what was going on with her. And she had said to me, you know, she was, her relationship was going through something. She was talking about what she was dealing with. And so I understood when she was talking and I was listening. So I heard some things. And so I began to kind of surmise, and she was like, yes, yes. And when I was explaining to her what she was going through, it was like she had so much understanding. And she said to me, her husband had said to her, you know, I know you. I don't understand what's going on. You're acting like there's somebody else. And there was such a conflict in their relationship. And so she had asked me to speak to her husband after, because for her, it was like someone understood. It was like someone. And after I explained to her what was going on, she then spoke with her husband. I cannot tell you the many, many women in this country who've said to me, Patrice, when you were on, my husband was next to me and we listened or we watched and it has made such a difference. Now we understand. I have a private Facebook community, menopausal Facebook community, where I mentor women going through the menopausal journey. Most of the women are from the Bahamas, but I have women from the US, the UK, and the Caribbean. And one thing is that women say, they think they're going crazy. They don't even understand what's going on. And then they're having a hard time explaining it to their mate. So it does create confusion. Mm-hmm. There are many relationships that are no longer. A couple of years ago, one gentleman was angry. He was like, where were you? How come you're just talking about this? And he was telling me about what happened. And his wife, the crazy things his wife did. A couple of days ago, somebody called me and she was telling me that her aunt went through it. And the uncle, the closest to both of them was her, and she was younger. And he leaned to her for help because the aunt was very erratic. Her behavior had completely changed. He didn't know who this woman was anymore. In fact, she said he had to move in with her because the aunt got violent. Mm. This was not the woman normally he knew all of these years he's been married to.
And the thing about it is, sorry, because we're gonna deal with some of the symptoms soon, is that this is not so unusual, because even us in our individual lives, sometimes we have things going on in our bodies, whether it's fatigue or some hormonal change or something, and we think we're depressed, we think we're anxious, but the truth is we have a biological something that's working.
Physiological, yes. I have to explain to many of my women in consultation that, let me tell you something. One of the things we deal with a lot here in this country, I have a lot of Christian women who are going through menopause. Mm. And they're dealing with some of the symptoms are the psychological symptoms, like the mood swings, like the anxiety, like the depression. And because we are culturally, you know, you don't talk about anything. If anybody starts saying you're crazy, we got those things going on. We don't address psychological issues. We'll go to the doctor, something's wrong with the leg, or something, you have a heart attack, you'll go to the doctor. But if that psychological part of you needs fixing, no, we sweep it under the rug. And I deal with this often, and I have to tell women, no, you're not demon possessed. I have one lady just said to me, she's now going to psychologist, a clinic, and, you know, a family member had to move in, and they were praying for her, thinking she's demon possessed.
Let's pause there for a minute, Patrice, because the truth is, and you're so right, in the context of a Christian culture, if you see some of the ways in which some women act, even where they are still holding on to the rhetoric of their Christian faith, their actions are so diametrically opposed that someone might think this can't be natural, hey?
Yes. And you know what? Go ahead, sorry.
No, I'm done.
And you know why? Here's what keeps coming to my mind when I listen to women and the stories, and even men and the stories. My people perish for lack of knowledge. Mm-hmm. Here's what researcher, and then I'm going to go into, first of all, let me go into the symptoms, and then I'll go into this research. The hot flashes and night sweats are common. Women deal with fatigue, dizziness, loss of libido, mood swings, irritability, hair loss, weight gain, palpitations, bloating, headaches, tinnitus. I was on a show a couple of weeks ago in Grand Bahama, and this lady was saying hers began 2 months ago, and she was saying she was trying to figure out what was going on. Tinnitus is the ringing in the ear. Women deal with that. Then women have bladder weaknesses. Women, because of the decline of estrogen, and I'll go into that, they have bladder weakness where they're leaking. They're plain and simple leaking. Then women have memory lapse. I had an incident the other day. I told my group, I was driving to a 3 o'clock meeting. I'm rushing to my 3 o'clock meeting. And in the middle of driving, rushing to my 3 o'clock meeting, I couldn't remember where I was going. And I slowed my car down and I was like, oh God, where am I going? Oh, where am I going? Where am I going? I couldn't remember for the life of me where I was going. And here's what was happening when this was happening. I remember like my brain was, it was like this room, this empty room with just white walls. And my brain was trying to find out where is this information. And after about 10 seconds, I did get it. And I'll explain to you what happens, why this happens. The next thing, a woman experiences irregular periods, dry, itchy skin, nausea, joint pains, anxiety, brittle nails, digestive problems, urinary incontinence. We have women who wet up themselves and can't help it. Dress right up in heels. And I can tell you, dress right up and in heels and can't make it to the bathroom because of the decline in estrogen and the role that the estrogen plays with the bladder.
There are women also who complain of vaginal dryness too, right?
Oh yeah, all of that. I was talking to a woman just before on the show. She's dealing with that. And all of this, the pH balance in the vagina, estrogen plays such a major role in the functioning of our bodies. Reproduction, growth, sex, this is the sexual function and other functions of the body, the skin, accelerating metabolism, influencing where fat is stored, grows, estrogen grows and maintains the skin, the bone tissue, cellular repair, and including to the brain. When I say estrogen is important. And women having these things like the urinary incontinence, low mood, urinary tract infection during this time, like you said, vaginal dryness, difficulty concentrating, osteoporosis, emotional changes. One minute she here, the next minute she there, depression, insomnia, aching muscles, tender breasts, heavy periods, skin changes, and panic attacks. That's a list of 35. And here's what happens and why this happens. Estrogen in the body, like I said, first of all, these are hormonal changes that women go through. And hormones are simply chemicals that coordinate and carry message or signals through our blood to our skin, our muscles, and organs. And these hormones in a woman's body, they tell your body what to do. Now, there are three driving hormones during menopause. Now, there are others, but the main ones are the estrogen, the progesterone, which is sometimes called the pregnancy hormone, and testosterone. Even though testosterone is known as a male hormone, women do have testosterone. In fact, the estrogen and the testosterone work together to give a woman her sexual drive, okay?
Please, want to pause there. We have a caller on the line and we try to take the callers so that we
can.
So go ahead.
It's talking away along with you and I'm your guest, Shivago.
Yeah, go ahead, man. How you doing?
We need justice, law, and order in this country. Miss Lockett.
Yes, hi.
How are you?
I am well, and yourself?
I'm holding, thank God. Going through a little something, but I'm holding. But what I want to say, right? A couple of things. One, right? The pastors, especially the younger pastors, would be giving their charge to people who are going to get married. Counsel, right? Mm-hmm. I think it's, according to what you explained, right? I think it would be wonderful if an elderly lady be along with a pastor when they are giving charge, when they are counseling marriage people that wants to get married. And secondly, right, I got a good friend. You've been educating me. I got a good friend. He are a pastor, right? Young brother. We know each other from children. And one day he came to me and he was telling me the problem, the change in his wife. He told me he can't understand her. And, you know, he believed that she was filled with the devil. But now I understood what was happening with her because I even couldn't tell her, I even could answer him. But now, according to what you explained, now I understood what was going on. And him and his wife still together today. Beautiful woman. But thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, bro. Appreciate your calling. Listen to me. I'm gonna lie to you, right? But he calls regularly. Sometimes I get a little scared, but I'm so thankful for his contribution today because
yes,
a lot of sense. If you have an elderly, wise woman there with the pastors talking to somebody,
Shivag, yes, he is so right. In fact, when I started this journey, that was the question I asked. When I understood, okay, this menopause thing, I'm a part of a group of women who went to school with me. And I remember somebody said to me, why don't you ask the women? So I was transparent this day. Our chat blew up that day. I was transparent. I told the women what was going on with me. And so my question was, anybody else experienced this? That day, and our chat group had at that point, maybe 50, 60 or more women in the group. And the women were from here, living in the Bahamas, in the US. I remember one was fought in the war in Iraq and all of that. Listen here, that day our chat blew up. I heard about 50 something stories about menopause. And here's the question I came up with. I was confused. I was like, okay, so if this is a normal process, how come I don't know about this. How come nobody's talking about this? Well, why, if women are going through this, why aren't the older women passing this information on so that we, the younger one, when it's our time, we know?
Why aren't the men aware so that they could know that's not a crazy demon-possessed woman?
Listen, also my question was, and all of this is a part of my narrative now of changing the way bringing menopause education in this country, because not only is it about the older women, it's the older women are not telling the younger women, but also even in our schools. We learn about sexual education, but if a woman is going to go into menopause, why isn't this our education? And all of these were honest to goodness questions that made me go on this road to end up being a menopause coach, because I couldn't understand it.
I want to read something for you that will substantiate what you're saying. And this is beautiful. This is a texter saying, the day I turned 37 this week, I didn't realize until your guest said it that I should begin thinking about this. Question, is there a difference in severity of symptoms between women who have children versus those who don't? Laugh out loud, I'm afraid now. Thanks.
Actually, let me tell you something. There is the data, right now, menopause education is now growing and research, because there are people like myself who have trained to become a menopause coach, and I'm a part of a global organization. Now, let me tell you about, first of all, the symptoms vary. And one of the things is the education.
It varies significantly from person to person, right? So we can't.
Yeah, right. I was just going to. It varies significantly, you're right, from person to person, but it has more to do with lifestyle more than if you had a child or not. Here's some statistics. There's a research done with US women. Women, 75% of American women, 50, deal with menopausal, deal with hot flashes, et cetera. 75% of women, of the women 50, et cetera. Now, the women in the eastern part of the world, the research showed that Chinese women, only 10% of them know anything about hot flashes. Singapore, 17, Japanese, 22% of women. These are the percentage of women that deal with hot flashes.
Hold on. Can I ask you, is it that the Asian women don't know, or they're dealing with it? Which is it?
Here's what the research, here's what the it came out. They showed it was all about the diet, the diet, the diet. In the Western world, let me tell you a bit about our diet on this side of the world. You know, little girls, you notice we have an issue now where we're saying these girls have been growing breasts early. Sometimes young girls and women having hair under their chin. We are eating foods that has estrogen in them. Let me give an example. Women produce about 16 mg of estrogen daily. A farm animal that we eat produce 10 times more estrogen. A pregnant cow, when we eat her beef, produces thousands of times more estrogen. Now, our bodies naturally produce estrogen. Between puberty and menopause, we produce a very powerful form of estrogen called estradiol. And that's what is used during this reproductive time. And that's what ends up ceasing at menopause. Now, the body produces what it needs. Now, with this excess hormone, what it does, it works our livers, our liver, and we have so much excess hormones in our bodies. And one of the research shows that it's the liver trying to process all of this stuff that we've been putting in for so long. We've been eating a lot of stuff that are signal that hormones that send false signals in the body. And again, that's another subject with the BPA, which is from the plastics. We have the plastic bottles that we drink from when they sit in the sun and they leach the BPA into the water. These all release chemicals that are mimic your hormones and send false signals. Go ahead.
I don't want you to have to rush through your next set of words, because we're going to have to take a break for news very shortly. But one of the things that you just mentioned about the diet and food, one of the, I saw a piece of research that says that we don't understand that food is actually information.
Yes.
Food is literally giving our bodies, including our genes, yes, instructions about
and what you do.
And so depending on what you eat, you're literally informing your body in ways that might work against the body.
That's it.
What it should be doing.
Yes, food is fuel. The way the brain works and breaks down the food you put into your body is either macro or micronutrients. And anytime you put in these artificial foods, anything that you're putting, the body's trying to process all this other stuff that it wasn't designed to process. And that's another topic, but it is so the diet. But for the lady, here's what I want to offer to her. I have a group, like I said, a Facebook group, and any woman who wants to learn more about menopause, to be prepared for menopause, as well as to help her on her journey, you can go onto Facebook and type in Menopause Survival Care and request to join. And I will let you, these group of women, with them, I'm mentoring them and educating them and helping them to navigate their menopausal journey, understanding what's going on, what you can do. Because a lot of times women think they can't do anything, but that's not so. Menopause is a natural transition, and there are when we talk about lifestyle, when we talk about diet, when we're talking about exercise, when we talk about stress, there are things that literally we can do to minimize these symptoms.
We're going to have to take a break for news, Patrice, and when we come back, we will continue our very interesting discussion about menopause that men need to understand, women need to understand, we all need to understand.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z-Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I'll be right back with Patrice Lorca after the news break.
Take a stand, everybody, come take my hand, we'll walk this road together, through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm, set me not alone, holla if you feel like you've been down the same
road. This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas. It's Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Around the world, Cleveland Clinic is recognized as a leader in healthcare. Our team of experts relentlessly pursues the best for our patients. From groundbreaking cancer research to state-of-the-art heart surgery, life-saving innovations happen here every day. When it's time to travel for your health, it's time to travel to Cleveland Clinic, your destination for care. For every care in the world. To learn more, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
I used to think of the bank as my personal ATM machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend, max out the credit card, or top up my loan, I was a big baller. Until I realized that 75% of my salary was going to pay back all those loans. Fidelity's personal financial coaching was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan with a debt consolidation loan that has a built-in savings that pays 5% interest. I now only have one low monthly payment, plus money in my pocket. Give Fidelity Bank a call at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any of Fidelity's locations or visit a website at fidelitygroup.com.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
I'm not afraid to take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together, through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. I am here with Patrice Lockhart, who is an entrepreneur, public speaker, and we're talking about menopause today. If at some point you want to give us a call, please feel free to do so on 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can text me at 422-4796 or WhatsApp me on 439-3043. Patrice, you and I have daughters. They are around the same age. They are very good friends.
Yes, days apart, actually.
please give my regards to Mia.
I will. She got me ready for you, for Uncle Shivago today.
Yeah. So he's a superstar in our own right. So we have an interest in many ways in these young ladies learning these things early in their life. But let me give you a text here that I think you will recognize the importance of. Says, I'm a man and I'm finding this show so interesting and informative. I hope this is not off topic, but do men experience menopause?
Men do not experience menopause, but what they experience is what's called andropause. Mm-hmm. Sometimes there's a joke about how men, you know, during that time, that's when they start looking at their life and having a lot of regrets, and they go, they start dating younger women. They wear colorful pants. I mean, there's a lot of, just like there's the talk about menopause, but menopause is better known, but men do go through a change in life.
And interestingly enough, even as you just described, women also tend to start looking at themselves and thinking, you know, what has become of my life? What have I done? What have I achieved too, right?
Women do. And when it comes to women and this menopause and looking at it, there's so much, a lot of women lose their confidence during this time. Mm-hmm. And I want to talk about, because I think this is so important. There are two things. One of the things I want to say about menopause education, I want persons to know that I'm open for presentations to groups and churches. I also offer consultation and menopause coaching. And I am really, really passionate about it because of what I'm seeing in my country. And I want to talk about brain health and menopause, the psychological effect, because this is so prevalent.
Right. Let's take a call first.
Okay.
Get into that so you don't get interrupted, and then you'll
okay.
come back to you. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Shivago, good afternoon.
Yes, how you doing, man?
Doing great, my brother. Good afternoon to you, dear friend, studio.
Good afternoon.
Madam, let me first thank Shivago Lang on a very, very interesting conversation here. Let me also congratulate you in bringing the information that you have to the forefront. Ma'am, I can tell you personally, you know, for men who actually see their wives going through this process, you know, the changes in their marriages in particular, and trust me, it affects marriages significantly, especially if you don't really understand or have a full appreciation of mm-hmm. what a partner is going through. I right now going through something very similar. Mm-hmm. And it's something very difficult for me to endure, because sometimes, you know, just to see the changes mm-hmm. from terms of irritability, the terms of lack of libido, the terms of always grouchy, always moving, all these things, you know, personally, some of we as men, we go through. I often laugh that when the word menopause comes up, because it definitely does put men on pause. You know, the changes that we actually have to go through without significant others. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I want you to speak to, if it's possible, you know, I often tell my partner or tell my friends who have their wives going through the same thing about hormonal therapy. I haven't heard you mention anything about that at all.
We haven't gotten there yet.
Yeah, okay. We haven't gotten treatment yet.
And yeah. this is, I think, primarily in our close right now. I think this is so important because, as you already mentioned about diets, and, you know, as the body ages and the body requires more of some things and it rejects some of some things, I think once they are able to determine where the declines are in terms of not just their health, but also their diet, perhaps the hormonal therapy then can play a part, whereas what is deficient can be, some other things can come in to substitute to help increase those things that will have diminished in order to bring a better mood and a better relationship status between husband and wife and others and the other loved ones. So I just want you to speak to that for me, please. Thank you for taking my call, Shivago.
Thank you, man. I appreciate you calling. Now, Patrice, just before we move forward, let me just say, and how have you comment on this? By no stretch of the imagination are you or me saying that every time a woman has an issue to menopause, there might not be reasons that are legitimate beyond menopause, because maybe sometimes you just got a really nasty partner, you got a terrible partner, and the woman really is just frustrated, or the man is just really frustrated because sometimes you got a really nasty woman, and that mm-hmm. all of this doesn't have to be related to menopause. So we don't want to become, have people walk away from the discussion thinking, yeah, she must be going through the change. That's not how it works, right?
No. In fact, every woman does not go through severe symptoms. There are women who sail through menopause without their life being changed. There are another group of women, the majority of women, who will have the hot flashes and night sweats, but it does not affect their normal everyday life. But research shows that 25% of women have severe symptoms that changes, that alters their life. And here in the Bahamas, we have over 3,000 women that enter menopause every year. And then we look at the graduation rate every year, and we look at the male and the female. We have over 3,000. So each year, our record would state about 750 women every year dealing with these symptoms. And to your caller, that is an excellent observation when it comes to as far as a therapy. There are a number of things available, but here's what you need to know. First of all, menopause is a natural transition. And you know why there's so much suffering? It's because of lack of knowledge. Because it is a natural transition, then there does not necessarily, not in every case, needs to be HRT, a hormone replacement therapy. It's all about understanding, about balancing hormones with women. Like I told my group the other day, the plant has what's called phytoestrogen. And if you, every day, estrogen is at a different point. Today is up there when you're going through the perimenopausal journey. Today is up there. Tomorrow it's in the middle. The next day is at the end. So it's changing all over the place. And when you understand that there are things that you can do to put back into your body to help your body, we have things natural like flax seeds. We have kale, spinach. There's so many things that I teach women during the counseling, my counseling and coaching services, how to offset it, because you can naturally do so. Our diet's just so far off that we don't even understand that there are foods we're eating that are triggering these symptoms. Staying away from foods that have hormones, synthetic hormones, endocrine disruptors, spicy foods, coffee. There's a number of foods, alcohol, sugary foods. All of these trigger a woman's symptoms. Yet, unfortunately, while a woman is going through, she doesn't even know this. So she's eating these foods and just compounding the problems. And so, yes, there are some instances where bioidentical hormone replacement therapy is a choice for some women, or a hormone replacement. But millions of women go through it naturally, but it's a matter of understanding.
Now, Now, you mentioned that you went to a doctor's and the doctors weren't really helpful.
Yes.
Are there some particular doctors who might be more aware to be able to give
guidance?
Because, yes. Because some of the diagnoses may require some medical prescriptions.
Yes, gynecologists,
right?
Yes. What I have learned, and see, in all of this, a gynecologist would be able to better tell you, oh, you're going through menopause, hormonal changes. And unfortunately, because it's not, and one of the things I want to do is to work more with the doctors so that they can know that now we now in the Bahamas have a first menopause coach. It's understanding the menopausal journey. Like the gentleman was saying with his wife, here's what needs to be understood. Research has shown that 61% of women suffer anxiety and depression during menopause. And this can last anywhere from months up to a few years. The problem is too few women have a clear understanding of menopause and the connection between the changes in their mental health, and that there's a clear cause of what's causing this, and also that it's also temporary. And that's the good thing I can tell the gentleman who we spoke with. Now, I had a nurse on the other day, I was interviewing her. And one of the things we talk about also is that some women have a lot that was going on with them emotionally that they never dealt with. And unfortunately, during this time, if a woman has had some psychological issues prior, it's triggered during this time. There was a UK research done in 2013, and anxiety and depression took place between 50 and 54 years old. And the psychological impact is so underestimated when it comes to menopause.
And because we are so driven in our behavior by our emotions, you are making lots of life determining decisions in the
yes.
Right? You're making you're interpreting the world. You're interpreting your spouse. You're interpreting your children. You're interpreting your
yes.
On the basis of what is all this stuff going on inside of you.
Yes.
And maybe you're making decisions which ultimately may permanently change your life. Now, even to the extent that there may be some suicides in this period.
Oh, listen here. If the stories, and I cannot tell everybody a personal story, but let me tell you something. It is menopause affects the brain. And that's one of the things that I really want to zone in on, because the rapid decline of hormone literally disrupts brain chemistry. And to compensate for this, the brain function changes slightly during menopause, during menopausal symptoms. And here is what women are more likely. A woman 45 years old has 1 in 5 chance of developing Alzheimer's during the remainder of her life. And here's why. What's being shown is that women seem to be getting the disease of Alzheimer's around menopause. And the classic symptoms that start in perimenopause, like mood swings, depression, anxiety, brain fog, disruptive sleep, memory lapse, migraine, hot flashes, these originate in the brain. Initially, it was thought it originated in the ovaries. And all of these are symptoms that the brain is in transition and need extra support, like exercise, diet, sleep, stress reduction, to get through this process easier. And because there's a decline in estrogen, in the back of the brain stem, when a woman is not sleeping during this time, she's not sleeping because there is a decline in her estrogen to the stem of the brain. And so the job the estrogen has been playing all this time, it's because it's so erratic. Women are not able to sleep. I have women who don't sleep. And I, like I shared with you at the beginning, I went after 6 weeks of under an hour, 3 days and three nights with not a shut eye. That isn't easy.
And what people should know is, during war, one of the most potent ways of torturing someone,
sleeplessness,
deprive them of sleep. So it's a real form of torture.
And let me tell you something. I even speak about menopause in the workplace. Imagine these women going to work. I know what it is. I worked in a corporate environment at one point, and I remember I was working with all men. And so talking about my issue to my boss wasn't an option. Here's how I ended up talking to my boss about it. First of all, working with all men. Then my boss was a foreigner, and honestly, there were some issues they had with Bahamians as far as sometimes with respect for Bahamians, much less me being a female. I was in the middle of a meeting at the back. He saw me, and you know what he said? Patrice, stop sleeping. I'm in a corporate environment. My boss don't know I wasn't sleeping, and I couldn't talk to him. I had to end up going to my boss to tell him what I was going through. I ended up at one point, I was in the hospital. I went into the hospital after I got off from work. I was admitted, and it was a long holiday weekend. I'll never forget that. I got released that evening. The next morning, I was to work. I couldn't, and you know what? The only reason I was able to talk to my boss, because I needed to tell him what was going on. And then he understood because his wife was going through the same thing, and she was dealing with anxiety. And he shared with me her experience. That was my only saving grace. So you can't function at work. You're trying your hardest. It is difficult. Then the next part of a woman.
But just before you go on, we do have a caller on the line, and we don't want to know. So let's take the caller. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Good afternoon, Mr. Lang. How are you? Good afternoon, to your guest.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, this is an excellent show and a timely topic. I've always, tried to promote things like this should be discussed on the radio because a lot of people need to know these things. And menopause is really a serious business. I noticed a patient many years ago who actually had mental challenges because of menopause. And a lot of women today do not realize that, sometimes you hear a woman complaining when she's like in her early 40s, she's starting to complain of certain things. And, right away, because I have experience, I could tell something is not right. It sounds to me like they go to the doctor and they check out all these different things and they can't find anything because it is really, really a serious business. And women, a lot of women go through a lot of changes. So this is very, very good topic today. I mean, excellent. And you're doing very good job, Dr. Lockett.
Thank you. I'm not a doctor. I'm a coach.
It's not like a doctor. Thank you very much, Nurse Meg. We appreciate you calling. Go ahead, Patrice.
Yeah, because I wanted to finish all of the effects in the brain because there are many different areas that explains why a woman is the way she is. I'm sorry.
We got another call. We got another call.
Yes.
Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hi,
hello.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. We can hear you.
Good afternoon. I wanted to ask the coach, does drowsiness have anything to do with it? Because I just get a fair enough sleep at night, but like halfway through the day, I tend to get really, really drowsy and
fatigue. Yes, that's one of the 45, the 35 symptoms. There's so much because the body's also trying to compensate for the change that's going on. Your body from puberty to when you begin the perimenopause stage has been going on a normal path with everything happening in tandem. All of a sudden, changes started. It begins to happen with your hormones. And again, hormones are chemical messages that send messages through your blood to the rest of your body and give signals as to what to do. So your body is going through and in the brain. And one of the big things research is showing about the effect on the brain. There's a part of the decline in estrogen affects an area in the brain called the amygdala. And right under it is the hippocampus. The amygdala area is responsible for memory and concentration and focus. And the right under it, the hippocampus, that's where the mood part of a woman is situated. And when those neurotransmitters are not getting that estrogen like it used to, there is a chemical imbalance. No, a woman is not going crazy today because today she has a lot of, there's a good amount of estrogen, and then tomorrow it's a decline. And then when a woman actually stops bleeding, that's when she's no longer producing eggs. The ovary's no longer producing eggs. There's no need for the estrogen. And now we do have a lower level of estrogen that the body does. A couple of parts of the body does produce estrone and estriol. The body produces those, but they do not do what the estradiol did during from puberty to menopause. And so the woman's brain, yes, it is a fact. That's why she seems like a different person. And that's why as a menopause coach, my job and my goal is to educate, because women go into menopause and they're not aware of this. They're not aware of what's going on with them. They're not aware that there will be chemical. Now, again, every woman does not have the same symptoms. I might have one set of symptoms. Another woman might have another set of symptoms. Halfway during my menopausal journey, I'll have another set. And then at the end of my going into postmenopause, I'll have another set. And so because it changes and because it's so varied, it's so important for women to understand. Because women don't understand and know what to do, we have a lot of these issues, the psychological issues. We have the emotional issues. We have the physical issues that affect the workplace, that affect the family, that affect the relationship, that affect the woman. It's a lack of not knowing. And again, the more we know and understand, one of the things that I do in my sessions with women, I go through in my coaching sessions, I learn about the menopausal symptoms, I establish where they are, and we explore their habits, and then we strategize for management of the symptoms. Your hormones can be balanced. It can be balanced. It does not have to be. And the more we understand, and then I go through the sessions with women, and then we work on balancing the hormones. And like I said, the reality is I may deal with 10 symptoms for the first year. Then the last 4 years, I may deal with another set. This is when we learn how to balance the hormones. This is where we learn how to take out foods that trigger. This is where we learn, okay, and I shared it today with a lady. I said, if you lose $50 worth of estrogen today, you need to put back $50 worth of estrogen. Don't put $2 worth of estrogen like you do in a gas in a car. And when you understand how to do this, there's a science behind it. We help to balance ourselves. We function better, we relate to people better, et cetera. But it's a matter of understanding.
We have to take a break right now, but when we come back, I have some text that I want to read for you, and then we will continue our discussion. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shabbat, and your host will be back after this break.
Everybody, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Thank you.
look at those investment options yet?
Too busy. Look at today. Workout, breakfast, drop kids at school, back-to-back meetings, dog from the groomer, nails, and that's all before 12. How come you're so chill?
That's because my money is as busy as you.
At RF, we find the best Bahamian and international investments to keep your money busy so you can spend more time focusing on you. Contact us at rfgroup.com to find out more. RF, money at work.
Around the world, Cleveland Clinic is recognized as a leader in healthcare. Our team of experts relentlessly pursues the best for our patients. From groundbreaking cancer research to state-of-the-art heart surgery, life-saving innovations happen here every day. When it's time to travel for your health, it's time to travel to Cleveland Clinic, your destination for care, for every care in the world. To learn more, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
I used to think of the bank as my personal ATM machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend trip to Miami, no problem. Just max out the credit card or top up my loan. I was a big baller until I realized that 75% of my salary was going to pay back all those loans. Fidelity's personal financial coaching was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan with a debt consolidation loan that has a built-in savings that pays 5% interest. I now only have one low monthly payment, plus money in my pocket. Give Fidelity Bank a call at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any of Fidelity's locations or visit a website at fidelitygroup.com.
A local paper in Grand Bahama is back every Tuesday as a section of the Nassau Guardian. Available at local stores, gas stations, pharmacies, Western Bakery, and Bellevue Gifts. Daily and, of course, on Tuesdays too. Want to reach your Grand Bahama audience? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-4578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama news in the Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
That's right, boys and girls. Get ready to play basketball at the 34th annual Jeff Rogers Basketball Camp, July 4th through July 29th at the Kendall G.L. Isaacs Gym, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. daily. So parents, get your boys and girls ages 5 through 18 registered now. Applications available at the South Bahamas Conference of Seventh-day Adventists, Tonic Williams Darling Highway, and at the registration desk at Campsite Kendall G.L. Isaacs Gym. Special appearances by NBA players, legends, and coaches. So get your boys and girls registered now, ages 5 through 18, for the 34th annual Jeff Rogers Basketball Camp, July 4th through July 29th.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shabago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio. Now, Thursday afternoon, where we're speaking with Patrice Lockhart, a menopause coach, and we're talking about this serious phenomenon that impacts women and affects the men in their lives, too. You know, this person may think that they are being a bit comical about this, but I want to read it because it's making a point that I wanted to make to have you comment on. This text says, Mr. Langman, my wife time to go through menopause. I'm going to live downstairs for 6 months. Now, truly, they might think they're telling a joke, but that is entirely the opposite of the approach that needs to be taken to this issue. Because as a general statement, our lack of knowledge about the emotional realities of human relations causes us to have such poor human relations.
Yes.
Our inability to be sensitive to both women and men, to each other's needs and aspirations, the unwillingness to communicate effectively with each other about how we are thinking, feeling, or observing life, the unwillingness to be able to be vulnerable with each other so that we can say, you know, I really feel bad about that, or I really feel good about this, and so forth. So we just, in general, have very poor education about human relations, emotional intelligence. Then we add to that this natural biological phenomenon that is so impactful on a woman's life, can be so severe for some women, and therefore affect their partners. And then our approach is, I'm just going to avoid World War II. I'm going to avoid the leper when the leprosy comes, or whatever you want to say about this thing that's a great deal more understanding,
yes,
of herself and sensitivity and awareness of our issue. And the man needs that too, so that they can together support each other in a difficult situation. Am I summing that up right?
Perfectly said. Because if there's ever a time that a woman needs her mate, it is then. Because again, you know, when something is happening to you that you don't understand, you're feeling the changes, you're experiencing them, you yourself are not clear. You can't explain what's going on. You know, you're having changes. And what I have learned and what brought me to this point of education is because I for me, I have been a clear product of not understanding, of not knowing. Had I known what I know, my journey would not have been like what it was. And it's just lack of knowledge, lack of understanding. And here's what I will say to men, and I will put this challenge out. Again, like I said, I do the presentations. I do them to churches and groups. I will even come where there are a group of men and who would like for me to do a presentation. Because again, it's the men who need to also understand. It's not just the women. We just have a pure society that don't understand. And the scripture keeps coming to my mind. My people perish for lack of knowledge. It really isn't a lack of knowledge why the results of menopause are happening.
We have some text here. Let me read some of them so you can comment. This text today, please have her on again with open lines, please. But we have an open line today, friend. So you can call in if you wish. But yes, we're happy to have her back. This text says, good day, sir. What time does your show replay at night? Need to let wife hear this. I think she is starting to go through this thing. Good news. Good show always. Thank you. This text says, what causes too much estrogen in a woman's body?
You know, there's a couple of things. One, again, before menopause, when we're putting in this, a lot of this estrogen that we're dumping in our bodies, in our foods. And one of the things I deal with women is their liver, because the liver is responsible for that. And when it's just too much in the body, it really causes the next effect. I won't share the story because I know this lady is listening, but I have someone who has what is the opposite of what a lot of women have. A lot of women have libido decline. Your libido can shoot through the roof if there's not a balance of the progesterone. Literally, progesterone is known as a balance of for the estrogen. We have women, honestly, when there's too much estrogen, because estrogen is known as our sex hormone, where your libido can literally drive through the roof. Literally.
Yeah.
Literally.
And just to be sure, estrogen is produced in the ovaries. And so
yes,
you can have chemical stimulants to over estrogen production, and then
yes.
have other factors that impact, as you say, diet and other things that affect
yes.
over estrogen. And yes. obviously, if it's doing the, if low estrogen is doing things like lowering your energy and causing you sleep, then higher estrogen is going to wire you for the
right. Yes.
Libido. And sometimes you're looking at women like they just got, they sex crazy, but they're not. They're
hormones. Imbalance.
Telling the body, I mm-hmm. want to have sex. I want to have mm-hmm. sex. Right?
Yes. It does exist. It does exist. I know of a crazy case here. And unfortunately, because we're not as sympathetic, we think a lot of things are a joke. We don't understand what people are going through when somebody's tortured. You think it's a funny thing, but literally this whole menopause and what it can cause, the up or down of various symptoms, it is torture for some people.
Of course, some people are embarrassed by what they're going through, because I know a male who told me at one point, and I mean, now he's very much involved with church and so forth. He told me, listen, man, I had a period where I was masturbating like crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and he might think that that's some demon or something, but it could be that his testosterone levels had shot up so much.
Yeah,
that,
listen.
That was driving him in that direction.
Yes, and what we, again, because we are a society culturally that, you know, if it's a psychological or emotional, or we think it's demonic, we don't deal with these things properly. We don't have proper knowledge and understanding, so we don't have the wisdom to apply in these situations. But the way God created these bodies, we're fearfully and wonderfully made. It's about understanding
and they malfunction from time to time.
Yeah,
you have a
you
car.
Right.
You have a car, and your car can, the engine can get stuck at a level of revving that the car sounds like it's roaring all the time.
Yes.
And
yes.
your body can do the same thing. Your body can be roaring all the time when you're walking around horny as a bat and you wondering like what's going on. You may
I'm telling you, this is so real. I can tell you crazy stories. Very correct. It is real.
I'm going to ask you to turn your attention to this question, but we got to take our final break and then you can speak to it. It says, when you were going through these symptoms, were you at a healthy weight? Did you have a practice of regular exercise and healthy diet? When we come back, I'll ask you to turn your attention to that question. We're listening to Sea Live, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Shabagra Lockhart, who is a menopause coach, and we're talking about menopause. We'll be back.
Together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Preparing for a hurricane can make all the difference in safeguarding lives. By knowing what actions you should take to reduce the effects of hurricane disaster, get all the facts of the potential of having insurance, impact-resistant windows, home emergency power, surge protectors, essential supplies, plus so much more before the storm, after the storm, where to purchase building or cleaning supplies, waste disposal, medical care, which auto shop to go to after driving through flooded streets, and more. The NASA Guardians Hurricane Guide will help to make sure everyone knows what to do in the event a hurricane approaches. Take advantage of this double insertion opportunity plus 15 radio commercials. Contact us today at 302-2300 or your account executives. Will you be prepared?
It's here, my Solomon Smart Rewards, the ultimate loyalty rewards program. Sign up for free at Solomon's, Fresh Market, or Exuma Markets and start earning smart rewards every time you shop on every item you purchase. Every dollar you spend will earn you one smart rewards point, and points are redeemable in all participating locations. Getting started is quick and easy, so sign up in store or online at amlfoods.com and earn smart rewards every time you shop at Solomon's, Fresh Market, or Exuma Markets.
How important collecting for business.
Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services. From click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options, we're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches.
Around the world, Cleveland Clinic is recognized as a leader in healthcare. Our team of experts relentlessly pursues the best for our patients. From groundbreaking cancer research to state-of-the-art heart surgery, life-saving innovations happen here every day. When it's time to travel for your health, it's time to travel to Cleveland Clinic, your destination for care. For every care in the world. To learn more, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
Babe, you mashed the car?
I ain't mashed the car. The lady run into me mashed the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull up the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z-Live. I'm Shabab Olang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Thursday afternoon for the remaining moments of the show. I'm here with Patrice Lockhart. We're talking about menopause. Father's Day is coming. We're talking about menopause because if men don't understand this thing as well as women understand this thing, there can be plenty pausing for real. But the question, Patrice, before we went to the break, was when you were going through these symptoms, were you at a healthy weight? Did you have a practice of regular exercise and healthy diet?
Okay. First, a healthy weight. I've always been small. I started to put on weight during this time, but I didn't know what was, and I remember that I was putting on weight and I was not able to explain why I was putting on weight. Now, I've never, ever been obese, but I did put on weight and during that phase. And exercise, and I'm trying to remember because I had different phases of the symptoms, but during that time, I don't think I was exercising. Now, I'm one who always exercises, but I have seasons where I'm on, I'm off. And I think during that time, I was having an off season of not exercising.
But if I recall too, at least in some of those 40s, some of that, you were very focused on your diet too, though.
Yes, yes. I've always been very focused on my diet, but I grew into a lot of things. And back then, I still eat a lot of foods that I didn't understand were filled with hormones and mimickers, endocrine disruptors, et cetera. I didn't understand that until I really got into health. And at that point, you know, it was already in my body. And all of these, I believe, were a part of what took me into menopause. And I will say, too, stress brings on menopause because stress in my life was what triggered it. It can easily be triggered.
Mm. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Shivago, I called back and asked lady question. Okay?
Yeah, quickly for me, please. Quickly, yes. Question.
Ms. Lockhart. Hello?
Yeah, hi. We're listening to you. Go ahead, question.
What I've heard some time back, right? when women are short of estrogen, they usually go and buy it from the shop, right? And it's called a different name, but I understood that they got it from the horse, and that's what causes women to grow hair under their chin. You know anything about that?
Okay, thanks for the question. Go ahead,
Vera. No, I don't know anything about that. But what I do know, when you talk about some therapies when it comes to estrogen, there are a lot of things now on the market that women can use. Like a lot of women have vaginal dryness. There are some things that we can do. There are women who have prolapse. They have a prolapse in their area, either the front of the front wall or the uterus prolapse. So there are things that you use and you can insert. And there are there's a type of estrogen, but that's specifically because we have women, you know, with the vaginal dryness. We have women who have, you know, prolapse, etc. There are suppositories used in that in the vagina area for things like that.
The thing about it is that we're running out of time, and I wanted to get this in. You know, there's a saying that patience and time are the great warriors. But I like to add to that that patience and time and kindness,
yes,
are great partners. Because yes, when you are enduring difficulty with human relations, human behavior, human conduct, I find that so many of us lack the patience,
yes,
to be able to endure the time.
Mm-hmm.
And show the kindness that would be required to get through that difficulty. We're more likely to ascribe malicious intent to a person because of their behavior than we are prepared to be sympathetic that they're going through some things that may be contributing to their behavior. But while we will ascribe to ourselves a reason other than malice for doing what we do.
Mm.
And so what do you say to men and women having to endure this together?
Yes. You know, in life, the old people always said, you never pass nothing until you're dead. I mean, I'm getting colloquial. You never pass nothing until you're dead. And that is the truth. And stages of life happen. And when we make commitments and we say for better or for worse, understand, worse really does come, you know. It may not be how we would think it should come or we would like for it to come. But when women and men, men and women are going through this menopausal phase, my advice is kindness, yes, as well as education. I'm available, and again, I will say it over and over, I'm available for presentations at churches, groups, organizations.
Tell us how you can tell people how they can get in touch with you. That's important.
Yes, you can reach me, my 439-3242. You can WhatsApp me at that number, as well as it's a landline. If you're calling from Nassau, you would have to put the 242 in front of it. That number once again, 439-3242. It's about education. If you care about your family, if you care about your wife, I have consultations where I work with women through the process. And let me tell you something, with women understanding, I can tell you what they are saying. In the break, I just got a text from one lady saying how I have helped her so much. She's listening to your show, and she was talking about she's no longer dealing with her heart palpitations anymore. And there's so many things that we can do. So husbands, there is help. As a menopause coach, I'm here. I also have a free support group, Menopause Survival Care on Facebook. Women can come in and join. I mentor these women, and every day we talk about different things. I talk about different things, and I help them to understand in little nuggets what's going on with them. How do you need to deal with it? How you need to look at it? What can be done? What are the possibilities? How can we balance the hormones? How can we deal with not to have any libido or lack of energy, etc.? We get to tear it into pieces. So there is help. for both men and women. It's a matter of reaching out for it. It's a matter of education. And just like you said, it's a matter of being kind.
Yeah, we have a text here. We have finished, folks. Mr. Lang, great show today with Coach Lockhart. Please bring her back on again. Mr. Lang, tell that gentleman he and his wife can tune into a rebroadcast of your show, Z Live, about after 2:20 a.m. or 3:30 a.m. I think it's 3:30, I think. Tonight, right after the rebroadcast of Mr. McCartney's Revolution Show, this text says, Brahman meant premarin, which is a pregnant horse urine for menopause. Okay. But yeah, and if you WhatsApp me 439-3043, I can send you the link to the rebroadcast of the show if that's your interest. Patrice, thank you very much. We're going to have you back.
Yes,
thank you so very much.
Gladly.
Sharing the information today.
Thank you so much for having me, Shivago, and I wish everybody well.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today. God bless you. Have a wonderful evening. We'll talk to you again tomorrow when we can big up them fathers.
Yes, happy Father's Day.
We'll be back tomorrow, God's best life. Y'all have a great evening.
Good day.
Through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm.